Last time on Left Behind.
You think I'm blind or what?
Excuse me?
Where's the shelter?
Why would you ask about something that nobody
this
in here has
This is worse than you're thinking me a subversive. Now you think I'm stupid.
Patty's gone.
What?
Great alert.
What about it?
Another plane.
What? Following us?
Do I get to stay?
As for me, Leah, I think you have found a home.
Probable victims in this crash are as follows. Oh no. It says the female passenger was Hattie Durham.
Based on Assassins, the sixth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 64 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Mac here.
It's David. Did you see the news about Hattie?
Yeah, and I believe every word of it, too.
It's what I thought. No plane, no wreckage, just clothes. Well, maybe the pilot's cashing in on his insurance policy.
I hope they're not stupid enough to believe Carpathia and Fortunato fell for this.
Maybe those two engineered it. I mean, maybe they found her, and, well, maybe they had her killed or something.
And this is the best they can do to cover it up? Sounds like a Hattie job to me.
Now, where do you think she is?
Probably somewhere in Europe.
Okay, got a message coming in. I'll get back to you, Mac.
Right.
Losing Doc Charles is huge. For the team, I mean.
Yeah, it sure is.
So, how's your son?
Oh, Kenny's great. Thanks. Buck's taking care of him so I can make it here.
Yeah, new baby and the co-op. Must be a handful.
Well, you know, I don't have much time for gardening.
Chloe's going to link the major players on the network for a trial run. Test the system before the actual buying and selling gets underway.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We have to keep it quiet from the start. Otherwise, we're going to be grouped with all the other commodities brokers, and they'll try to put us under GC control.
Excuse me a second. Steele. Yeah, Buck, what? You're kidding. T, turn on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying what?
...have not been released out of respect for the families, but it's believed the crash has claimed the life of someone close to global community leadership. As you can see, all that's left of the plane are small pieces of wreckage that are washing up on shore. Flight data recorder
and thanks for the heads up, Buck.
Global community divers
yeah, right.
The water searching for the black box.
One of these days, Fortunato, or whoever's tried to take advantage of this, is going to embarrass himself beyond repair.
Well, at least we can be pretty sure Hattie's all right for now.
The question is where. No thinking person will believe she went down in that plane.
Could she still pop up and surprise Carpathia?
T, I want to talk with the man in the tower that day. He around?
Sure, he's upstairs.
Yeah, I remember. Guy sounded southern. I never saw him, just talked to him on the radio. Bo signed off on the landing and takeoff.
Bo? He was here?
No, he called me about 8 to pre-approve it.
Well, didn't see the plane's numbers on the computer.
I wrote them down. I can still enter them if you want. Here it is. 0708, and I guess you knew it was a quantum.
Hmm. Can we find out who that's registered to?
Sure. Samuel Hansen out of Baton Rouge. He's got to be related to Bo, doesn't he? Isn't Bo from Louisiana?
Sam.
Just keep moving. We made it through customs,
but
didn't
what about
we?
That plane, Sam? What about the guards? Sam, they're everywhere.
Relax, will you?
What on earth are you doing with that?
I'm ready for him. There's the rental car. You get in line.
Mademoiselle.
Stay calm and get the car. I'll be over here.
Bonjour. Je peux vous aider? May I help you?
Oh, yes. This is my reference number. I called about a rental.
Excuse me, mademoiselle.
I'm really in quite a hurry, so if
Ma'am.
You could just... Do you mean me?
Yes. Would you please step away from the counter?
Well, actually, I'm just waiting for the keys.
Excuse me. She has nothing to say to you.
Really?
So I suggest
I do not
you...
recall asking for your suggestions.
Why did you... Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry. Oh, Sam,
take
I'm
the body
so
away.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, Miss Durham, kindly come with us.
So, when Carpathia confiscated all the weapons...
I lost my job.
Yeah, but that allowed you to become one of Rayford's black market suppliers.
True.
So, tell me how you became a believer.
With my wife.
And? What, that's all I get? Your wife?
Oh, you know, it is difficult, you understand.
Oh. yeah, sorry, I can imagine.
She became a Christian 4 years before the rapture. I was disgraced. I divorced her. Fought for custody of our children, but was denied.
Because of all the travel?
Yes. I still loved her, you know. But she and the children were my world. But the new religion... I mean, we wrote back and forth. My wife said she prayed every day that I would find Jesus before it was too late. I cursed her. But for some reason, I kept her letters. Once she said she was worried I might die, or that Jesus would come and I wouldn't be ready. I was furious, you know, to get back at her. I sometimes refused to visit my children. Makes no sense. Left me feeling guilty about misleading them.
You're going to be able to straighten it out one day.
Yes.
So, when they disappeared, you knew she was right?
I was in Amman when I heard they were gone. I laid on the floor in my quarters. My wife's letters spread all over the place. It happened just as she said. I was left behind. I had no choice but to believe.
Well, thanks. You know, I mean, it helps to know where you're coming from. And for what it's worth, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So, listen, I've concocted a military connection between us. This is what I gave to Fortunato. And now... There's somebody I want you to meet. Hey, Annie, you got a second?
Sure. Mac? Oh, you must be the infamous Abdullah Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a custom mark reserved for Jordanians.
My mark is different from yours?
I'm teasing. Yours just works better with your coloring. That's all.
I see.
All right, go easy on the American humor.
Canadian.
Mrs. McCollum.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. We'll be right over. Good news, housing. Your suite is ready.
It was very nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Movers should just about be done by now. We'll get you unpacked and you can get your feet wet by plotting our course to Botswana on Friday. We'll leave here about 0800 and they're an hour earlier, so...
Johannesburg, I assume.
No, north of there. We're going to go see Gumo in
Gumo?
Yeah, Wangadi Ngumo. We're meeting him in Gaborone on the old border of Botswana in South Africa.
Oh, forgive me, Captain. What? But you must not know.
What's that?
The only chopper traffic is cleared in Gaborone. The airport was destroyed by the quake.
Yeah, well, what about the old military base?
The same.
Here's your keys. Enjoy.
Yeah, thanks for your work, guys. So Carpathia's reconstruction program hasn't reached Botswana?
No, but with the key... Oh... Pardon me, the regional potentate of the United States of Africa residing in Johannesburg. The new airport there is spectacular.
Well, here you go, your new shack.
This is impressive. It's very nice.
You'll grow to hate it in no time.
Can we talk in here?
Actually, David assures me we can.
I look forward to meeting him. Oh, Captain, I nearly referred to the African potentate as a king. I must be careful not to give away my views.
Don't worry about it. Movers wouldn't have had a clue. I thought Potentate Rehoboth... What's his first name?
Bindura.
Yeah, right. I thought he was going to move his capital more central to his homeland, Chad.
No, Sudan. That was what he said. But apparently he found Johannesburg preferable. He lives in such opulence. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, well, all the kings live pretty well.
Carpathia is buying their cooperation, I imagine.
Wasn't there some sort of controversy between Rehoboth and Gumo?
Indeed. When Gumo was Secretary General of the UN, Rehoboth put tremendous pressure on him to get favors for Africa, particularly Sudan. And when Gumo was replaced by Carpathia, Rehoboth publicly praised the change.
And now he's his neighbor.
Yes. And Rehoboth is his king.
Settling in?
Are you implying something?
May I?
Sure.
What would I be implying?
That I shouldn't get too comfortable.
Leah, we voted you in. It was unanimous. Look, we got off on the wrong foot. I'm sure it was my fault.
So is this our truce chat, or are you just being polite?
You want a truce?
Do you?
Asked you first.
Truth is, I want more than a truce. We can't live in the same house just being cordial. We have to be friends.
I'm game.
So all that stuff you said...
That exposed me for being a jerk?
Consider this an all-inclusive pardon. And for me?
What?
I need a pardon, too.
No, you don't. Anything you said was because of what I did.
I can't put that all on you. Now, come on. If we're gonna start over, we have to be even. Clean slates.
Granted.
Good. I've got money.
Man, you switch subjects fast.
Cash. We'd have to go get it. It's in a safe in my garage. I'm not going to be a freeloader. I want things to do, and I want to pay my way.
How about we give you room and board in exchange for medical care and expertise?
I'm more about care than expertise. No replacement for Floyd.
We're grateful to have you.
But you need money, too. When can we get it?
More coffee?
No, thanks.
How much are we talking about?
6 figures.
Really? In what denominations?
20s.
All in one safe?
I couldn't fit another bill in there if I tried.
You think it's still there? The GC probably tore the place apart looking for you.
It's hidden.
Sure you don't want some more coffee?
No, I'm fine.
Want to go now?
Hey, great to have you on board.
Well, thanks, it is my pleasure.
Now, about the computers.
They're on the Condor already, right?
Well, 144 of them in the cargo hold. Either of you know where we could deliver them?
I can think of lots of places. None near Africa, though.
I can. Hawali. There is a huge body of underground believers there.
Really? Many
Hawali? In Kuwait?
Yes, I have a contact in cargo.
Well, that's east, though. You're flying southwest.
Only slightly east. Hmm. We just need a reason to make the stop, you know.
Well... That is pretty much right after takeoff. Mm. That will arouse suspicion. Mm. Unless... Abdullah, how far is the flight?
To Kuwait?
No, Africa.
More than 4,000 miles.
All right, we're going to need a full fuel load to go nonstop. Mm. We want to save the GC money, so we're going to make a quick detour for fuel at a good price.
Carpathia doesn't care about the money, and Fortunato...
Hey, David, you negotiate the price. I'll hand to Fortunato when the time comes.
Okay, you got it.
What will my contact need to receive the cargo?
Forklift and a truck. A big one.
Oh, go right here. Why'd you leave a note? We'll be back before anybody's up, won't we?
Wouldn't surprise me if someone was peeking at the note already. I hear everything in that house. In the dead of night, we hear sounds in the walls, sounds from outside. We've been fortunate. We just hope for some warning so we can hide out before we're found. We always tell each other where we're going. We were all pretty upset when Buck took off with Floyd.
That was an emergency. Hang a left.
Yeah, and it upset everybody.
Wonder when Carpathia's reconstruction plan will get to the burbs.
No, hang on.
So you've lost Amanda, Bruce, Ken, and now Dr. Charles?
Loretta, Donnie and his wife.
That's a lot of loss in so short a time. It's a wonder you're functioning at all.
Well, we try not to think about it. We know it's going to get worse. It's cliche, but you have to look ahead rather than back. If you let it accumulate, you'll never make it.
Sometimes I don't know why I want to survive until the glory is appearing. Then my survival instinct kicks in.
Speaking of which...
What?
More traffic than I'm used to.
This area wasn't hit as hard as yours. No one's hiding here. There's an alley behind my townhouse. We ought to park there.
Agreed. That campus bag behind you has a flashlight in it somewhere.
All right. Got it. Okay, park right up there.
Mm-hmm.
shut the door.
No, the GC didn't. Trash and Booters did. Once they knew you were on the run, your place was fair game. Want to check it out?
We better be in and out of the garage as fast as we can. My neighbors can hear the door going up.
Is there a side entrance?
Yeah.
Got a key?
No.
Yeah, it's probably easier to break in.
What's this, more cargo, Corporal?
Yes, Captain. The purchasing director would like us to transport this tonnage of surplus foodstuffs to Kuwait.
Yes.
Got a spectacular deal on fuel,
All right. Just get the job done.
Yes, sir.
You will be able to show me the switch.
And the long leg of the journey. Just go ahead and imagine the methods of our dismemberment, if they ever found it was there.
Who are these folks?
This is kitchen staff. Let them up.
Out of the way, out of the way. How was I supposed to know the commander wanted breakfast airborne?
Sir.
What is it?
Would you like to impress the Supreme Commander?
If I didn't, I wouldn't run all the way to the plane with a tray of Eggs Benedict, would I?
I happen to know Commander Fortunato does not mean airborne when he says airborne.
Indeed?
Not at all. Officer Smith, explain why.
You see, we have a brief stop in Kuwait after takeoff, and that would be the perfect time to serve him. Quieter, more relaxed, no danger of spilling your Eggs Benedict.
Kuwait?
Just moments after takeoff, really.
Children, keep it hot! We're serving breakfast in Kuwait!
Won't be able to work the lock anyway.
Why not?
Out there.
Leah, I told you there's nothing out there. We're safe. We'll get your cash and go straight back to the car.
No.
Then stand up and tell me what you saw.
Horses. Huge. Dark. On the ridge behind the house. They breathed fire and smoke. Hundreds of them. Their faces like lions.
Wait here.
Raver, don't leave me. Did you see them?
No.
They were there, I swear.
I believe you. Tsun said he didn't think they'd be visible. Tell me what they looked like.
They were hovering over the ground. On the horizon, and there were riders.
These have to be the horsemen of Revelation 9. They won't hurt us.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And I lived through the earthquake and the locusts. Did you see them up close?
Delandy and I studied one.
Oh, that was the most horrible thing I've ever seen, but these... every detail just...
Sean says they have the power to kill a third of the population.
But not believers.
They kill those who have not repented of their sin.
If I didn't repent before, I do now.
This is Captain McCullum. First Officer Smith and I welcome you to the flight. We'll be touching down briefly in Kuwait, and then it's on to Johannesburg. Looks like we'll be in the air just under 9 hours. We'll keep you up to date of any changes. And now, if I'm right, we should be getting a visit from... That would be Leon. Time you met him anyway. 3, 2, 1.
What is this stop in Kuwait?
We have a schedule.
Morning, Commander. Our new first officer assures me we'll land in plenty of time for your meeting. Abdullah Smith, meet the Supreme
Commander. In due time. What is in Kuwait?
It's the old two birds with one stone, sir. Director Hasid found us a bargain on fuel, and our new cargo chief combined some deliveries.
Why would you not inform
all
me?
All told, we've saved the administration thousands.
And your name again, young man?
Abdullah Smith, sir.
I see. I'm hungry anyway. Could you use some Eggs Benedict this morning, Officer Smith?
No, thank you, sir. I ate earlier.
Captain McCullum, I would have appreciated knowing of these schedule changes in advance.
As I said, sir, it's really not a schedule change per se. Just a bit of a routing change.
Charming gentleman.
How'd you get this thing up here? It was way up there.
Yeah, didn't want the neighbors to know. It was late. Shannon had the safe delivered in an unmarked crate.
Shannon?
My husband.
Oh.
He rented a hydraulic scaffold. Told the neighbors it was for riff repairs.
Once you got it up here, what, you two wrestled it in place?
We were worried the deck wouldn't hold it. Had to keep our other valuables at the bank.
Wow. All right, it's crammed full. Well, we could use this at the safe house.
That's why we're here.
No, I mean the safe. We could never accept all this cash.
Nonsense. You're going to need more vehicles, and you never know how many people might have to live with you.
This is going to be too heavy to carry. Help me push it over the side.
Are you Mrs. Leah Rose? Are you?
Yes. I'm so sorry, Rick.
Don't say my name. And you shouldn't claim to be someone you're not. Are you Mrs. Rose or not?
I said I was, didn't I?
And you, sir, name?
Who's asking?
GC Peacekeeping Forces.
Oh. Well, that's a relief. Us, too. I was asked by Commander Sullivan to mop up here. Looters ransacked the house after your boys finished up. He wanted us to secure the garage.
Outside secure, sir.
Connors, check up that ladder.
Yes, sir.
What were you doing in the dark?
We heard something outside and cut the light.
I need some ID.
I'm Patrick. Andrew. Here it is.
And you, ma'am?
Chief Fitzgerald.
My papers are in the car.
Lieutenant, there's an open safe up here.
You weren't planning on a little looting yourself, were you, Pafko?
You can be sure every penny will be accounted for.
Double check with Central. Pafko, Andrew, assigned out of Des Plaines, and Fitzgerald. First name, ma'am, and assignment city?
Pauline. Also Des Plaines.
There's no need for that, Lieutenant. I mean, shouldn't we have a look-see to find out if... Well, maybe it'd be better if all six of us forgot we were here tonight.
Andy.
I'm as loyal as you are. But we both know the Rose woman was a rebel sympathizer. Now, if this was her money, it's ours now, isn't it?
You're buying this? You think these two are GC?
How else would he know why we were looking for Mrs. Rose? Oh, take a look at this.
Could be argued that there's plenty for everyone here.
Wait a minute. Haven't I seen you before? Lieutenant!
Hey, look at this. Figure there's 50 20s in each bundle. Wouldn't it be nice to divide these?
The light!
Hey, who did that?
Go now! Head for the rover. Move!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Assassins by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.